Time for our local hero spotlight with Devon Whitney Deal from CESA, the local hero folks, and Dory Goldman from Amherst and Backyard Bakery. Dory, do you literally have a bakery in your backyard?
I literally have a bakery in my kitchen.
But you are using local grain for the bread that you're baking. This has been a trend lately that grain has been being grown in the Pioneer Valley. It had not been grown for quite some time, but you're sort of an early adopter in using local grain in your bakery.
Yes.
Tell me about where you get your grain from.
I am currently getting all my grains from Four Star Farm in Northfield.
Mm-hmm. And they grow enough grain that they can keep you, a baker, going around year-round?
What I get from them is whole grains, like, you know, berries like you'd see brown rice, right?
Right.
I get spelt, wheat, rye, barley, corn, and oats. I have a tabletop mill, and I mill the wheat and the rye, and I sift out the bran, and then I use the bran for other things.
Monty, you mentioned, like, do we have enough grain in the valley? And I do want to just mention that if everybody chose to use local grains, we'd have a hard time meeting that demand. But that being said, there are several bakers that do use the local grains. There's enough here for even more people and more community members to buy local grain.
You brought a couple loaves here. So what loaves did you bring?
I brought a sourdough flax sesame bread, and I brought a multi-grain bread, which has all the grains that I just mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
And they look absolutely fabulous, but they smell even better.
Right.
Now, are these grains the only thing that goes into the bread, or there's other ingredients?
Right. I want to mention that I make one bread that is 100% locally grown whole grains, and that is my Danish sourdough rye bread. But the other breads do have white flour in them. We don't have a mill locally that can take out all of the bran and all of the germ and everything. So the white flour I have to buy from elsewhere.
What is white flour? It's something that comes in a bag that I get at the store. It's one of those things that I haven't seen behind the veil as to, is it part of these same grains, or where does it come from?
Well, if you mill a grain, wheat.
Any kind of grain, you can make flour.
The wheat is milled into flour, but then they remove all of the bran and the germ, and what's left is just the starchy white part, which doesn't have much flavor on its own, and nutritionally it's pretty empty.
So what good is it then? And why do so many breads have flour in it?
Because it makes nice, fluffy bread.
So the fluffy,
it has a lot of gluten in it.
Is the gluten and the flour.
So you know how in a store you can buy a bottle of wheat germ, right?
Okay.
So they took all that wheat germ out of the grain.
The bran is the outside of the grain, and the germ is the very seed that's inside. And
who knew there was so much stuff in there that you could get it out into all these separate parts?
Yeah, how they separate the bran from the germ is kind of beyond me.
Mm-hmm. So you take it and you make this bread. So you brought these two loaves of bread here, and you brought some butter. I talked to the famous French chef Jacques Pépin one time, and I said, if you're on your deathbed, what do you want to eat? And he said, good bread and good butter.
Oh.
And that's what you brought here. So let's have some. Okay, so this is delicious. What makes it sourdough?
Well, I have a starter, which I just feed with more whole wheat flour. So it's just whole wheat flour and water with all of the little critters that are living in it and eating it. Zillions and zillions of little yeasts and bacteria and fungi. They eat the sugars in the grain. That's what causes fermentation. So that releases carbon dioxide and alcohol.
Where does the alcohol go when you're making bread?
Well, it evaporates, but it gives flavor. All of those single-celled critters, they break down the starches and the sugars. And not only does it bring out a ton of flavor from the grains, but it also helps to break them down and make them more digestible so that the nutrients that are in the grains aren't just locked inside. They don't pass right through you, but you're actually able to assimilate them.
And Monty, I was really impressed when Dory told me that her starter for these breads, I mean, she continues to use it day after day, year after year. She did tell me she killed it once, and that was a bad day.
What is a starter? Is it just those kind of microbes and things like that? And you can use it? It's just like a little alien Borg or something that turns flour into
bread? Well, if you came to my kitchen, you would see in this container what looks like maybe pancake batter. So it's half water, half flour. And I always feed it with the whole wheat flour that I've milled from the wheat.
Dory Goldman's Backyard Bakery from Amherst. Where can we get your loaves of bread?
You can find me at the Amherst Winter Farmers Market every Saturday, 10 to 2.
Which is Winter Fair this Saturday?
This Saturday is Winter Fair, meaning we have workshops, music, activities all throughout the market times.
Very
and
cool.
A barter swap.
And where else?
And at All Things Local in Amherst.
Dory Goldman from Backyard Bakery in Amherst and Devon Whitney Deal from CESA, the local hero, folks. Buylocalfood.org.